want to share a thought with you from the Sfas Emes. Talks about a connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai, like we've expect him to. The first part beginning of the parsha Har Sinai, Mayin Shemitah Etzel Yovelus Etzel Har Sinai. So he says that we see this process of keeping 7 years, then counting towards the Yovel. In what way does that parallel the process of the Torah, what the Torah is giving us? We find in the last week's parsha by the counts of the Sfiras HaOmer a similar count, 7 times 7. And the Torah describes that as Shabbosos. You count 7 Shabbosos. So why do we refer to the whole week as Shabbos? Why don't and you find in the Gemara that uses as well. So how do we understand that? So imagine the following situation. A person is sells used cars. He has a used car business. So he spends a good part of his week buying used cars, not selling them. Because to buy the cars, he spends part of his time of his week checking out the cars and grading them, making upgrades to the cars, fixing them. He spends time of his week doing accounting. He spends time of his week training his salesman. He spends time of the week checking on the new regulations. He spends time of the week dealing with paying the rent for his property where he sells. He spends time of the week in advertisements. And he says part of his week actually selling cars. So, okay, you know. What does the guy do? I don't know. He spends most of his week, looks at me like buying cars. He must be a used car buyer. He spends more time buying than selling. I see him 3 times a week running to these different places, to auctions, arranging for transport, etc. But that's not true. We understand that there is a primary element of what he's doing, even if it's not the majority of the time that he's spending, but everything is geared towards that moment. That moment then defines everything else as well. A person can spend the majority of his week working hours and hours and hours making parnasa. Is that what his week is about? So the chiddush of Shabbos is that we don't define ourselves by the actions that we do, but we define ourselves by what the purpose is and where we're going with it. And that actually plays itself out in Hilchos Shabbos in many ways. The action is defined not by the action. I can carry a very large item outside on Shabbos. A person can do that and be chayiv. A person can do that and be potter. He has a very large kli, and it has a few seeds inside of it. So the goal of the kli is to carry the seeds. If the seeds are less than a shear, the love is that he's potter. Why is he potter? He carried a gigantic kli outside, but the kli is bottled to its purpose. Its purpose is the seeds, and the seeds are too small. So we see on Shabbos that the definition of of an action is not what you're doing, but why you're doing it. Purpose is extremely significant in the world of Shabbos. That's how we define a week. We define a week. So we define what we're doing by Svira, what we're looking forward to, what we're counting towards. We count the Sheva Shab Shosunim, Sheva Shonim, Sheva Pomim. We're defining what we are. Torah is what came into the world and taught us this lesson. It's not about the physical world, it's about what the purpose is. So Har Sinai was the place where we learned how to define ourselves, that the definition of a person is not his actions, but the purpose of his actions. We express that significantly in the world of Shemitah, in the world of Shabbos, in the world of Yovel, in the world of Sfiras HaOmer, in the world of Shavuos. And all of these, we see that they're named, we look at periods of time, and within periods of time, we give definitions. how we use our time is not defined by the hours that are spent doing X, but what's the primary element of our day and of our week, of our year, of years, etc. The hour that we're learning, the hour that we're spending time with our family, those are the primary hours of our day, even though we spend 8-10 hours at work. And that's the definition of the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. Have a good Shabbos.